Have a blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room, for those that are on the phone, listening on the radio, and later on the recording. Have a blessing and welcome to all of your dear family within your home. We are in lesson 161, chapter 33, entitled, We Are, Who Are My Brethren, Part 4, on this blessed Sabbath, January 9, 2016. The opening song to our study today is entitled, Open My Eyes, Dear Savior. Open my eyes, dear Savior, I thirst in the noontime heat. I pine for refreshing waters that murmur so cool and sweet. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now. Open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Whence is the voice that calleth, and what do my eyes behold? O Savior, my prayer is answered, till answer a hundredfold. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now. Open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Open my eyes, dear Savior, I think near the burning sky, and here in a lonely desert, for water in vain I cry. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now. Open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Open my eyes, dear Savior, I know that the well is near, but oh, that my strength were stronger, its mission more bright and clear. Open my eyes, dear Savior, now. Open my eyes to see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Praise to thy name, dear Savior, my joyfully now I see the well of thy full salvation that sparkles and flows for me. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have opening prayer, bubble up.
Will we all kneel and bow our head for opening prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious name. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and granting us another day and keeping us and guiding us and protecting us throughout the week. Lord, as we all come today, I ask for a full understanding of your word, and let everyone who is going to speak be nothing but the truth and of your word. Bless us all and keep us in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1, from the King James Version. But now thus say the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will end with part 4 in our lesson entitled, Who Are My Brethren? In our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Leviticus 25:25. If thy brother be waxen poor, as sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. Leviticus 25:47. And if a sojourner or stranger wax rich by thee, and thy brother that dwelleth by him waxeth poor, and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family. Amen.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Leviticus 25:48. After that he sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him. Leviticus 25:49. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any of his high kin unto him as his family may redeem him. Or if he be able, he may redeem him himself. Ruth 2:20. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. Naomi said unto her, The man that is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinmen. Isaiah 43:4. Since thou hast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable and have loved thee, therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 326 through 327. Welcome to all of dear family that are joining us at this very moment. We are in Desire of Ages, page 326, blah, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 326. With their short measuring line, they could not fathom the mission which he came to fulfill, and therefore he could not sympathize with him and his tribe. Their courses unappreciative words showed that they had no true perception of his character, and did not discern that he divine blended with the human. They often saw him full of grief, but instead of comforting him, their spirits and words only wounded his heart. His sensitive nature was tortured. His motives were misunderstood. His works was uncomprehended. Desire of Ages, 326, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy. How did the Pharisees show that they had no true perception of Christ's character? And why was this not discerned? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is by the coarse, unappreciative words. And they did not discern that the divine blended with the human. They often saw him full of grief, but instead of comforting him, their spirit words only wounded his heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song, dear ones, together from the book of Psalms. And it's in 119, verse 11. This will help us to know how our defense whenever we are tempted to doubt Jesus' word.
Thy word have I hid in my heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart. That I may not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Psalms 119:11.
Desire of Ages, page 326. His brothers often brought forward the philosophy of the Pharisees, which was threadbare and hoary with age, and presumed to think that they could teach him who understood all the truth and comprehended all mysteries. They freely condemned that they could not understand. Their approaches probed him to the quick, and his soul was wearied and distressed. They had vowed in faith in God, and thought they were vindicating God, when God was with them in the flesh, and they knew him not. Desire Religious, page 326, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sabbath blessing, dear Sister Teresa and family. Question, boys and girls. Why did Jesus' brothers often bring forward the philosophy of the Pharisees, which was threadbare and hoary with age, and how did they express these presumptions? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
They had taught and presumed to think that they could teach him who understood all truth and comprehended all mysteries, and they freely condemned that which they could not understand. They avowed faith in God and thought they were vindicating God when God was with them in the flesh and they knew him not.
Desire of Ages, page 326. These things made his path a thorny one to travel. So pained was Christ by the misapprehension of in his own home that it was a relief to him to go where it did not exist. There was one home that he loved to visit, the home of Lazarus and Mary and Martha, for in the atmosphere of faith and love his spirit had rest. Yet there were none on earth who could comprehend his divine mission or know the burden which he bore in behalf of humanity. Often he could find relief only in being alone and communing with his Heavenly Father. Desire of Ages, page 326, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. In what way will those who are called to suffer for Christ's sake find comfort to endure misapprehension and distrust, even in their own home? And with whom does he bid us to find companionship with and communion? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
They may find comfort in the thought that Jesus has
endured
the same. He bids them find companionship in him and relief where he found it in
communion.
Desire of Ages, page 327. Those who are called to suffer for Christ's sakes, who have to endure misapprehension, distrust, even in their own home, may find comfort in the thought that Jesus has endured the same. He is moved with compassion for them. He bids them find companionship in him and relief where he found it in communion with the Father. Desire of Ages, page 327, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages, page 327. Those who accept Christ as their personal saviors are not left as orphans to bear their trials of life alone. He receives them as a member of his heavenly family. He bids them calls his father. They are his little ones, dear to the heart of God, bound to him by the most tender and abiding ties. He has towards them an exceeding tenderness as fair, surpassing what our fathers or mothers has felt towards us in our helplessness, as the divine is above the human. Desire of Ages, page 327, paragraph 2.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddies. What sweet promises did Christ leave in God's precious garden, the Bible, for those who accept him as their personal savior? And what are these dear ones to him? If you have the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Those who accept Christ as their personal savior are not left as orphans to bear the trials of life alone, and they are his little ones, dear to the heart of God, bound to him by the most tender and abiding ties.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another song together, dear ones, from a book in the Spirit of Prophecy titled, The Faith I Live By. The title of this paragraph song is The Precious Bible is the Garden of God.
The precious Bible is the Garden of God, and His promises are the lilies and the roses and the pinks. The precious Bible is the Garden of God, and His promises are the lilies and the roses and the pinks. Page 9 in paragraph 2, in the faith I live by.
Amen. Let us continue and welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. We are still in Desire of Ages, page 327.
Desire of Ages, page 327. Of Christ's relation to his people, there is a beautiful illustration in the laws given to Israel. When through poverty, a Hebrew had been forced to part with his patrimony and to sell himself as a bondservant, the duty of redeeming him and his inheritance fell to the one who was nearest of kin. See Leviticus 25:25, 47:49, and Ruth 2:20. So the work of redeeming us and our inheritance, lost through sin, fell upon him who is near of kin unto us. Desire of Ages, page 327. It was to redeem us that he became our kinsman. Closer than father, mother, brother, friend, or lover is the Lord our Savior. Fear not, he says, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Isaiah 4:43.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Savior, for the love that you have for all of us. We are not worthy. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, how close was Christ to us that it allowed him to do the work of redeeming us and our inheritance, which was lost through sin, being near of kin unto us? If you have the answer to this question, voila.
The answer is, it was to redeem us that he became our kinsman. Closer than father, mother, brother, friend, or lover is the Lord our Savior.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all of dear family that are joining us. We are still in page 327. Bubble up.
Desire Ages, page 327. Christ loves the heavenly beings that surround his throne. Excuse me. But why shall I account for the great love wherewith he has loved us? We cannot understand it, but we can know it's true in our own experience. And if we do hold the relation of kinship to him with what tenderness should we regard those who are brethren and sisters of our Lord? Should we not be quick to recognize the claim of our divine relationship, adopted in the family of God? Should we not honor our father and our kindred?
Amen. In Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 17 says, For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then hearers of God and joint hearer with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And continuing in our study, question, boys and girls, mommies or daddy, Christ loves the heavenly beings that surround his throne. What shall account for the great love wherewith he has loved us? If you know the answer to this question, they want bubble love.
We cannot understand it, but we can know it true in our own
experience
if we do hold the
relation
of kinship to him. We should regard those who are brethren and sisters of our Lord and follow his example with divine love for one another.
Amen. Great job. Let's learn our last scripture songs. They're going to be a little medley. They're ones from the book of Isaiah, Psalms, and 1 John. And I'm going to ask any of the dear family that are familiar with these scripture songs, bubble up.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yeah, I will help thee, yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Behold, and the love of Father has bestowed upon us. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we shall become the Son of God, that we shall become the sons of God.
Amen. And also, when Elder Rob will sing this, he always mentioned, and daughters of God, indeed. We have come to the ending of our first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And now we're going to ask all of the dear little precious little one, because it's story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God. And our dear Brother Graves will be the one to narrate it.
Well, there it is. Thank you. All right, children, it's story time. January 9, 2016. We're 1 year nearer Jesus coming. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. That's the last part. He means we can't overcome sin without his help. The first lesson to be taught is the lesson of dependence upon God. As a flower of the field has its roots in the soil, so it must receive air, dew, showers, and sunshine, so must we receive from God that which ministers to the life of the soul. Here, dependence means we need help from God. The presence of God is guaranteed to the Christian. God promises to be with you if you ask Him. This rock of faith, that's Christ, is the living presence of God. The weakest may depend upon it. Those who think themselves the strongest may become the weakest unless they depend on Christ as their efficiency. Jesus is our pattern. Their worthiness. We are not worthy, but Jesus is. This is the rock, Jesus Christ, upon which we may build successfully. God is nearer in Christ's atoning sacrifice. God is near in Christ's atoning sacrifice, in His intercession, His loving, tender, ruling power over the church. That means Jesus is asking God to forgive us because He loves us. Seated by the eternal throne, He, Jesus, watches them with intense interest as long as the members of the church shall, through faith, draw sap and nourishment or spiritual strength from Jesus Christ and not from man's opinions and devisings and methods. That means man is trying to do it in his own strength. If having a conviction, or they are convinced, of the nearness of God in Christ, they put their entire trust in Him and will have a vital connection, that means a living connection, with Christ, as the branch has connection with the parent stock. The church is established not on theories of men, on long-drawn-out plans and forms, that means the church is not built on man's ideas, but on Jesus' ideas. It depends upon Jesus, upon Christ, their righteousness. It is built on faith in Christ, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, that is, Jesus' church. The strength of every soul is in God and not in man. We are strong to resist temptation if we ask Jesus for help. Quietness and confidence is to be the strength of all who give their hearts to God. That means we trust in Jesus. Christ has not a casual interest or a passing fancy in us, but is interested, but an interest stronger than that of a mother for her child. Do you have a baby in your house? You know how much Mama loves that baby. Well, Jesus' love for you is stronger than that. Our Savior has purchased or bought us by human suffering and sorrow, by insult, reproach, abuse, mockery, rejection, and death. Mockery is making fun of someone. When Jesus was on the cross, the priests and the Pharisees said, "He saved others, Himself He cannot save." That is mockery. He is watching over you, trembling child of God. He will make you secure or safe from temptation and sin under His protection. Our weakness in human nature will not bar or prevent our access to the Heavenly Father. For He, Christ, died to make intercession for us. Sons and Daughters of God, page 77. Jesus said,
"Thank you so much, dear brothers. And what a solemn and beautiful reading, dear ones. May you keep it very close to your heart. Whenever things to be so difficult and the trials as hard, just remember that our Savior had passed those way before all of us did. Next week, we will begin a new chapter in our study entitled The Invitation of our lesson book, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the little one, mommies or daddies, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
If we all kneel and bow our head to the heart, our Father, I thank you for us being able to have this blessed day. I thank you for us being able to make us up this morning. I thank you for learning the net of Holy Spirit, so another plus also from the Spirit of Church study. I pray you be with us as we study next week's study that will be starting the new chapter. I thank you for for blessing us throughout the whole year, the past year, and I pray that we can be able to keep on following you throughout this new year as it's starting to begin. Bless us all, let us be able to always be strong, and let us be able to think of others before we consider ourselves. Let us be able to always be successful in everything that we do. And I also pray that we can be able to be strong, diligent, reverent, and noble, and selfish, and also obedient. Also, pray that you can be able to also be grateful and comfortless of fear and pain of sadness or discomfort. Let us be able to encourage one another, pray that we may be able to have our spirits lifted up, that we may be able to feel like we can do something once again. Let us be able to also Let us be able to forgive one another, forgive us all for sins and the things that have caused us pain. This month, then,
Amen. Next Sabbath, dear ones, chapter 34, the invitation, and that will be held on January 16, 2016. Dear family, activities have been prepared for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray you will bless. And may you have a blessed rest of this Sabbath day. God bless everyone. And for all the children and the parents that participated, we all appreciate it. God bless everyone.